The latest news on the ground is that UNITA reacted via its Secretary General, Alvaro Daniel, which says that UNITA do not recognize the electoral results and will react as soon as possible. UNITA is claiming in its statement, its complaint is about the suspended effects of the results of the elections. It means until the process will end, the party do not recognize the official results. UNITA also said that the National Electoral Commissions do not reflect the complaints that the party made in the plenary session of the National Electoral Commissions, which decides the definitive results. They also say these complaints are not reflected on the official minutes.
How long does UNITA have before it can file a complaint or a challenge to the results?
UNITA and other opposition parties, they are making complaints against the electoral results, will have until next Thursday to officially present to the Constitutional Court its complaints. Then, after that, the Constitutional Court will have 72 hours to take an official decision. So it means we have until next week, long days ahead, to at least have the final decisions from the National Electoral Commissions.
What is the reaction of civil society and ordinary Angolans to the declaration of President João Lourenço as the winner of the election?
Several sectors of the civil society are protesting. The civil society movement calling MUDAR, a Portuguese word for change in English, are also collecting around 25,000 signatures to hand over to the courts in order to protest the electoral results. Other sectors of civil society are also protesting. Small groups of young protesters all around the country, especially in the main cities like Luanda and others, are making small protests, but the police is answering the protests. Some of them have been detained and they have a summary trial. So we have some kind of political tension rising around the country, and everybody is waiting for the days ahead and what will be the final decisions of the National Electoral Commission.